This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Chhattisgarh, 27 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. Top Naxal leader and CPI Maoist General Secretary Basavaraj is among those killed. A reward of about 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Security forces have recovered a large number of weapons and other Maoist material, along with the bodies of all the Maoists killed on the spot. A jawan of District Reserve Guard also lost his life in the encounter. A report.
On receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists along with a member of the Central Committee and Politburo of Naxalites in the Abujmar area of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh, teams of District Reserve Guard of 4 districts, Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon, started a joint operation about 2 days ago. Despite the difficult geographical conditions of this area and many other challenges, the security forces carried forward this decisive operation with full commitment. As a result, the security forces have succeeded in killing 27 Maoists, including a top Naxal leader. The search operation is still going on in this area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pride at the success of country's security forces for their remarkable success in the operation against the Maoists. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The government is committed to eliminating the menace of Maoism and ensuring a life of peace and progress for the country's people." Home Minister Amit Shah has termed today's operation against Maoists in Chhattisgarh as a landmark achievement in the battle to eliminate Naxalism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan tomorrow, from where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. In Rajasthan, the 8 Amrit stations which will be inaugurated are Deshnog, Bundi, Mandalgarh, Gogumeri, Govindgarh, Mandavar, Mahua Road, Fatehpur, Shekhawati and Rajgarh. The Deshnog railway station serving pilgrims and tourists visiting the Karni Mata temple, among others, is inspired with temple architecture and arch and column theme. Talking to Akashvani News in Bikaner, Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "The government has identified over 1,300 stations for their development under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, and in the first phase, these 103 stations will be dedicated to the nation by the Prime Minister."
रेलवे की एक महत्वपूर्ण योजना है अमृत भारत स्टेशन योजना। इसके तहत जो स्टेशन की है उसमें यात्रियों की सुविधाएं बढ़ाने के लिए इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का डेवलपमेंट किया जाता है। ये जो छोटे हमारे स्टेशन है ना, उनके डेवलपमेंट का कल लोकार्पण का कार्यक्रम होगा। ये टोटल ऐसे 1,300 से ज्यादा रेलवे स्टेशन पूरे देश में है। ये फर्स्ट फेज में 103 रेलवे स्टेशनों में जो काम हुआ है उसका लोकार्पण कल करेंगे प्रधानमंत्री जी देशमुख से।
India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, with 2 all-party delegations leaving for 9 nations today. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for 5-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde also embarked on a visit to UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. The delegations will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism and apprise about Operation Sindoor. India has rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding Indian involvement in the incident at Khuzdar earlier today and termed these as baseless. In response to media queries regarding allegations by Pakistan, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said it has become second nature for Pakistan to blame India for all its internal issues. And Delhi NCR witnessed heavy showers with hail reported in some areas this evening, bringing respite from the sweltering heat. Squally winds uprooted many trees in various localities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.